From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a joy once again to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, we have been studying from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, that you and I as Christians are to pattern our life after Jesus Christ, particularly in the area of humility. And we have really worked our way down through this passage quite rapidly and just basically have been skimming the surface of it because it is a great passage. It's a deep passage. As I said earlier this week, it is the ultimate Christological passage to consider in the New Testament, I believe, because in it is wrapped up everything that Jesus Christ did for us on the cross and everything that he is as God. I want to read the passage for you again today and then wrap it up because it tells us that as Christ humbled himself, so should we. Listen to the text. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Earlier this week, as we worked our way down through that passage, we noted the condition of Christ. He is God. We noted the choice of Christ. He humbled himself in seven steps in coming to the earth and going to the cross. And then we noted the commendation of Christ in that Christ is exalted by the Father above all others. He has a higher name, a higher position, and a higher recognition than any. But we go back to that fifth verse where it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I mentioned yesterday that no greater humility has ever been seen than that which is seen in Jesus Christ. He humbled himself from being in the glorious position of the eternal God to go to the cross. Now, remember, he did not cease to be God in any way, but he laid aside that great glory to come to the earth to go to the cross. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? Well, it means that in every action that was seen in Jesus Christ, in his relationship with God the Father and mankind, is to be patterned in our life. I brought that out yesterday, that toward God the Father, we should be totally submitted, as was Christ, and toward mankind, we should be totally selfless, as was Christ, in his self-denial, self-giving, self-sacrifice, and selfless love towards others. But that leads us to this question, which is, how do we do that? How do we follow the attitude of Jesus Christ? Well, it takes three things that I leave with you today and encourage you to follow through in a greater sense. First of all, it takes a personal determination. A personal determination. That is, a personal determination to obey and to do everything God expects us to do. That's where it starts, the attitude of personal determination. You know, I recall the words of Mary, the mother of Jesus, back in John chapter 2, at the wedding in Cana, where Jesus Christ turned the water into wine. And it's interesting that as Mary was trying to coordinate all of this, she said to the people that were around Christ there at the wedding, in verse 5 of John 2, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Simple. She was saying to them, what Jesus tells you to do, to turn the water into wine, do it. And you know, that's very applicable to us today. You and I, if we are going to have the attitude of humility that Jesus Christ had when he came to this earth, we must determine in our mind to obey and to do everything that God tells us in his word, and that he leads us into doing through his Holy Spirit. Many times as Christians, we live the miserable life because we're not obeying God's will. And we are not studying God's word. How can we ever know the will of God if we're not in the word of God? But you see, we must have a personal determination to obey God uncategorically if we are going to have the attitude of humility that Christ had. Secondly, we do it by having a personal determination to die to self. As long as we live in this life to please ourselves, we're not going to please the Lord. Did you hear that? May I repeat it? As long as we live in this life to please ourselves, we're not going to please the Lord. We need to learn that, don't we? You know, Jesus said back in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9 and verse 23, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Wow. Do you do that? Do I do that? Jesus denied himself when he came to the earth. Jesus denied himself when he went to the cross. Jesus denied himself when he died on that cross for the sins of the whole world, including you and me. And you see, if we are going to have the attitude of humility that Jesus Christ had, we must have that personal determination to die to self as well. By the way, that's an act of obedience, because Jesus teaches it here in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. A personal determination to obey and do as God expects. A personal determination to die to self. Thirdly, if we are going to have the attitude of humility that Christ had, we must have a personal determination to yield to the Holy Spirit of God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, I'm sorry, verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, to walk in the Spirit simply means to say no to sin and self and yes to God's word. It's as simple as that. Say no to sin and self and yes to God's word. And when that's done, verses 22 and 23 shows us the result, where it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. But you see, if we are going to have the attitude of humility, as did Christ, it takes the personal determination to obey and do as God expects, the personal determination to die to self, and the personal determination to yield to the Spirit. What does it mean to have that humble attitude? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It means that every action that was seen in Christ in his relationship with God the Father and mankind is to be patterned in our life. How do we do it? Through a personal determination to obey, to die to self, and to yield to the Holy Spirit. The final question is, when do we start? When do we start? Now, the proper answer to that, is right now. All week long, we've been studying this idea of patterning our life after Jesus Christ. We looked at his condition. We looked at his choice of humility. We looked at how God the Father lifted him up and exalted him. We looked at the commendation of Christ. But then it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We start now. Take a look at your life. Have you been resisting the will of God? Have you been selfish rather than selfless? If so, I would encourage you right now to repent of your sin of selfishness and replace it with selflessness and say, God, whatever it is you want me to do, I will do it. And whatever it takes to serve others for your glory, I will do it. Yes, Christ has set the example, and we are commanded to follow his example. Are you willing to obey today? And the fact of the matter is, as we obediently humble ourselves to the Father and to others, then God will exalt us and use us for his glory, because that's what he did with the Lord Jesus Christ when Christ went back into heaven. You and I will never be used of God for his glory until we have this same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name today and be saved. But as a Christian, pattern your life after Jesus. Have the life of humility and watch how God will use you. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and this week. Go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing, we'll be back with you Monday with another edition of Bible Studies from the Way of Truth Ministries. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.